Okay, today I want to discuss with you something from this sefer called Shaar Reuven. What do I want to discuss? In Eretz Yisrael today, it is devoted to what they call Yom HaZikaron. What we in America we call Memorial Day. But Lahavdil Elif Alfi Havdol is to compare the Memorial Day in America to the Memorial Day in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, people, every person, Rachman Litzlan, that every soldier that dies, it's not just a casualty of war. It's he has died al kiddush Hashem. He has died because he is a Jew, and furthermore, he has died defending, saving other Jews' lives, hatzolas nefashos. And furthermore, he has died for Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tell us that there are three things which come with Yisurim, Torah, Ilum Haba, and Eretz Yisrael. And these people who have given up their lives, they have given up their lives, Mr. Mustam? Some of you, they have given up their lives for Eretz Yisrael. So today, we run over some of the history. When the state was founded, now I don't know the details, I think of Rabbi Kefet, he discussed this at great length once, but when the state was founded in 1948, there was a very big dilemma, or a very big debate, when they should dedicate a day, what we call Memorial Day, Yom HaZikaron. And in the meantime, they would have a commemoration, a service on Yom Atzmaot itself, on the fifth day of Iyar. Was the day, part of the day, you know, Yom Atzma was the day when they commemorated, they celebrated the state of Israel, the independence of Israel, but they also would commemorate, they would also have a zikaron for the soldiers who gave up their lives for Eretz Yisrael. And many people were not happy with that. They wanted a special day, a day of miyuchah, just for commemorating the death of, the sacrifice of all of these kedoshim. And I think, so the first 2 years, it was 1948, 1949, 1950, was commemorated on Yom Atzmaut. And then I think temporarily, because there was such a conflict, they designated the day before Yom Atzmaut. So Yom Atzmaut, of course, is the fifth day of Iyar. On the fourth day of Iyar, they would have a day to commemorate the kedoshim of. I think you have to be careful. The kedoshim that they've focused on are not the Holocaust. Soldiers, very specifically, soldiers who have given up, have lost their lives for Eretz Yisrael. In more recent years, the government, I don't know, government, rabbi, I don't know to what degree they're all involved, who's involved in all these decisions, but they've included anyone that is a victim of terror. Anyone that is a victim of act of terror is also commemorated by the State of Israel on the day before Yom Atzmaut. So Yom Atzmaut is Hey Iyar. Dalet Iyar is Miyuchid in Eretz Yisrael for commemorating those that were killed in war, any of the wars of that even going back to, I think from 1860, they have even a date of how far they go back to commemorate part of the official commemoration for Eretz Yisrael, and anyone that is a victim of terror. And Rachman Litzlan, the numbers are just staggering. I don't remember, including all the victims. It's a really scary number. And I want to discuss some of these. Now, also, we have to also remember that the Gedolei Yisrael have mixed opinions on this type of commemoration. No one's coming, Chas Hashem. What? It's a very complicated issue. We're not discussing now Yom HaShoah. That's a much more complicated issue. That's a very, very controversial issue. But this is not as controversial. This is a little bit different. And whatever side, where it doesn't make a difference, there's no question that these people have given up their lives for Eretz Yisrael. They are the Kedosh. I want to discuss some of these in Yonim relating to what it means, what exactly is a Kedosh. Some interesting ideas in honor of these Kedoshim. So first, a lot of things I'm going to read to you word for word from Amori Chazal, which I found to be totally new to me, and I just found to be very important on this day. First of all, there's Gemara Masechta Pesachim. Gemara Masechta Pesachim says that Harugi Malchus Ein Kol Briya Yichol La'amod B'Mechitzas. Anyone that was killed by the government because they're a Jew, that's not to be confused with a person that's a soldier. But anyone that was killed because of Harugi Malchus, the Goyim, Ein Kol Briya Yichol La'amod B'Mechitzas. In Gan Eden, there's no creature that can come within their the mechitzasan within, what's a good translation for mechitzasan? Within the midst. Now, then the Gemara, then it quotes over here, the Ein, I'm reading you what it says over here, the Einoi Mari Rabbi Akiva Chaderov, Ella, there the Gemara Masechta Pesachim says that we're now referring only to Rabbi Akiva Vachaderov, Ella Baharugi Lut. Shemoshu Atzim Lahariga Biyad Hagoyim Latzolas Yisrael, Uchis Retainis, Ayin Shan, the Harugi Lut were people that gave up their lives. There was a Gezerah, and that two people, there was a Gezerah that a person was found killed, and the government said, if you're not going to give us over the perpetrators, then we're going to kill the entire city. And two people made believe, they realized they sacrificed, they gave up their lives in order the whole city should not be killed. Because the guy were going to kill the whole city. They're going to, and they volunteered, it wasn't true, that they were the ones that committed this crime to save the entire city. And these two people, and says Chazal, in Olam Haba, in Olam Ha'emes, and Gandedin, they are so holy, no one can come near them. Well, now here I want to bring out, this is the point I want to bring out, because this really applies very specifically to soldiers. Uvashari Zoyar, Hevi, Mitikune Zoyar, Shekol Hamoiser Navshoi Bishas Hashmad L'Shem Hashem. Anyone that gives over their neshama, a soldier certainly is the category. A person that goes out, puts on a uniform, and goes out to fight, he is a target. He represents Klal Yisrael. He represents Eretz Yisrael. He is defending. He has all the milos. It's an incredible thing what it says here in this Gemara. So what is a soldier? Soldiers Harugei Lod. You're coming to risk your life, to give up your life, to risk your life in order to save Acheinu Bnei Yisrael. Shekol Ham, the Tikune Zoyar, Shekol Hamoiser Navshay Bishas Hashmad L'Shem Hashem, Ein Lamala Mimenu Bigan Eden. There is no one that is above that individual in Gan Eden. And that's very important to focus on a day when we focus on people who have given up their lives for us, for Eretz Yisrael. Ein Lamala Mimenu Bigan Eden.
Now,
Psachim Daf Nun. Psachim Daf Nun, Tainus Daf Yud Ches, and in the Tikune Zohar, it's in the Hakdama of the Tikune Zohar, where he elaborates upon this Daf Yud. I guess you have to have a certain edition. I'm not sure which edition. There are many editions of the Tikune Zohar. Now, here's something which is very, very, really, really very disturbing to me, but it just goes to show how far it goes, that the Mishnah Halachas, who's the Mishnah Halachas? I'm not sure. The Mishnah Halachas, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, I remember offhand, he says a tremendous chiddush that anyone that was killed in the Shoah, in the Holocaust, umilchamos Yisrael, any of the wars, all of the soldiers, uvechol makom, in any situation, neregual hayosim Yehudim, harehim kedoshim uvneilam haba, and it goes further. Okay, wait, that's not the point I wanted to make. I'm sorry. The Maril, he brings down al das hashmua. B'shem the Maran Meiranberg. It's not printed. We all know the Maran Meiranberg was from the early, from the late Rishonim, and he was from the last Rishonim, and many of our Minhagim come from the Maran Meiranberg, and it's said over in his name. It's not in print. It's Mipi Hashmua that a person that was killed al Kiddush Hashem, you don't say Kaddish for. You don't say Kaddish. Shocking. Shocking. Exactly. He doesn't need it. Shocking. He doesn't need it. Why do we say Kaddish? We say Kaddish because the person needs, the person has a process of 12 months. And that's why we only say for 11 months. No one should say, Chas v'shalom, that he really needs it. That he really needs it. So since it would be a zilzal, if you go all the way until 12 months, it means he really needs it, so we stop 11 months short. There are many stories about Gedolim who told their children that when I die, I want you to say for 12 months. I need it. I need it. I'm moichel on the bezyonos. I want you to say it. And then the children go to ask the Gedolim, what should I do? Should I listen to my father? Now listen to my father. And almost all the time they're told, no, don't listen to your father. The Minhag Olam is saved for 11 months. It's too bad. He has no right to change the Minhag. 11 months and one day, not 12 months. Miksas Chodesh. But when it comes to someone that gave up his life, Al Kiddush Hashem, someone who died in a war, someone that died because he's a Jew, he doesn't need it. Hafle v'fela. Now this is not the minhag. This has to be very, very clear. I'm telling you this. The point is, you just, at least in appreciation, he goes over, he thoroughly rejects it. That b'zman hazeh, we don't do this. And he explains here in the Sefer Shari Ruvain, is that there are many different types of, I'll give you the words. Diafal gav shem kadoshi elyon shem kol bri yuchol labam b'mechitzas. No one's denying the fact that someone that dies al kiddush Hashem, no one can come to their mechitzas in olam haba. Mi kol mokon, mi mefis. Who's going to cast lots? Who's going to say every single person is that madrega who doesn't need a kaddish? It's true, they can be people who don't have a kiddush Hashem, but they can also benefit from a kaddish. To yesh aveirois shetzrichois misa mishone vitzar the kivra. There are some aveirois which a person needs death and he needs also tsar in the kever. And the chayin ayin b'ramban the yesh kamas sugi onish kors and we're in the categories of kors kaddish al hamafursim. We say kaddish on a person that's a tzaddik yisayil olam. He goes on to say, so therefore this is not alpi halach. Don't get carried away with this. But there's a very fascinating point that it should be focused on to recognize that there is such a thing. And this is not such a thing from a Hasidic Rebbe. This comes from the Marami Radenberg. That a person that dies al Kiddush Hashem is such a Kodosh, is such a holy person who gave up his life for Klal Yisrael, that the fact that he's a Jew, he doesn't technically need someone to say Kaddish for him.
Kaddish only for the... For the dead, or is it
also for the living? So, I mean, it's an for the living.
Yeah, so
okay.
Deprive them of that as well.
And that's he doesn't say that point. Okay, he says he attacks it from another angle.
Yeah.
But I just want to bring out this idea. I just want to bring out this idea that there's such a thing. You should be aware of such a thing, and only to be aware of such a thing to enhance, to appreciate how what on a mila that these individuals are. Now then he goes on to another idea. This idea called a kadosh. This is a very controversial thing. Today, unfortunately, we live in a generation of exaggerations. And people, everyone is a Rav HaGoin Ho'amiti now already. You have a new Madrei Garnamiti. But unfortunately, there's a term that is abused. And it always bothers me when I see this. HaGoin v'HaKadosh. They say about people who died, and there's recently a certain person who died, and you know, I don't think you know exactly what I'm talking about, and I went Shabbos to Rosh of a certain Rav, and he said about him, not Rav Yashav, someone else, I didn't hear about Rav Yashav Kaddish. A certain person, he died about 2 years ago, and someone was quoting him, and he says, HaGoyim v'HaKaddish. And I cringed. HaGoyim, okay. HaKaddish? A Kaddish traditionally is reserved only for a person that was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem. We don't throw around the word Kaddish for a Hasidic Rebbe, no matter how many moivsim he pulled off. No matter how pious and how righteous, it's a very selective term. Kaddish is only used for a person that died, Al Kiddush Hashem. There's a certain building, not in this neighborhood, where they have the name of the person who it's named after on the building. It was a very holy person, a very righteous person. And on the building, in very prominent letters, not in Flatbush, not in this neighborhood, it says, HaGoyin VeHaKadosh. I cringe when I pass that building.
You know what happened? His wife killed him.
Yeah?
There's a famous story about Gusman, all of us.
Yeah?
He was going to the Shiva Quarters, the acting. Son.
Yeah.
And they passed the cemetery, you know, where Jewish soldiers were buried.
Yeah.
And his Talmid, he said they're all Kaddish. And his Talmid asked him, even the non religious.
Yes, he brings that down, yes.
They're all religious because.
They don't like Hashem. He brings down a very interesting halacha. There are people, this is a psak, piskei halacha. Let's say you have a person, well, pi halacha, you don't sit Shiva for. There are people who are wicked, who have done certain averos. You don't sit shiva, you don't mourn, you don't say kaddish for certain types of Jews who have committed certain types of averos. But let's say one of these Jews who you would not under normal circumstances say kaddish is killed al kiddush Hashem against his will. He was killed in the Holocaust, or was a soldier, and was killed for Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is you say kaddish and you sit shiva, you mourn for him. Another idea to show. Yes. Yes. There are people, Jews who marry non-Jews into marriage. If a Jew marries a shiksa, a Jew marries a shiksa, he's told, he's warned not. There are such Jews, they're told you're not allowed to do this. If you do this, you're leaving the fold and knocking. They're warned in advance. There are people like that today. You have different stories where they didn't know, they're already married, they're already 60, 70 years old, and they first wake up. Well, I don't know. We're talking about a person who knows and he decides not to. You don't know, I'll pay a lock, you. But let's say such a person, Rahman Litzlan, is a soldier and he's killed Al Kiddush Hashem. He's killed. I'll pay a lock just to show how far it goes, the inning, the being of Kaddosh. Then there is Avelus and there is Kaddish. That's how far it goes. Now this idea of being called a Kaddish is only mizmiyuchid for a person that dies. Now here's another incredible Kiddush, which is not, I repeat, not lehalacha, but just to bring out the maila of what madrega a person is on. Nikar hadin, a person that dies al Kiddush Hashem, his almana is not allowed to remarry. It's not, she's not considered, she's not considered that he has died. He's called alive. Ad kedei kachas. I'll read you what it says here. B'shas shu b'smachan echayim, evan oez ekosav, sheham moyser nav shel kiddush Hashem nikro kodosh, u lechein, ein roi le'ishtoi shetinose le'oilom. His wife should never remarry. Why? We do not. I told you, I said twice. I introduced this twice. That is not lehalacha. Not lehalacha. And he thoroughly, he goes through this over here. I'm not doing justice.
Apply to the previous part.
Yeah, it does. It's the same idea. That just like you don't say kaddish. What?
You went to Yavama Siddha, I suppose she has to give
a halitza. There's a mitzvah of halitza yivma, he doesn't discuss that. I don't know the parameters, he doesn't discuss that. But just to show, these are just shocking points to awaken us up. Oh, a person was killed like Hashem. It's not so posh. The person that was killed like Hashem, ain l'malem min b'machitzas, mikra hadin, he doesn't need a kaddish. Mikra hadin, his wife should not remarry. Again, these are not lehalach, we don't follow these things for many reasons, and he thoroughly rejects this. He shows stories of Pumfak Ket Adraba, it's a covered wife, should we marry, and everything, so on and so forth, of course. But theoretical, and the purpose of these theoretical ideas is to at least to awaken us from our sleep, to realize what it is a person who dies al Kiddush Shem Shem Ein Roy Li Isha Shetinasi Le'olam Mishum Kavoidai Uchuchvoid Shemayim Kavoidai Uchvoid Shamayim. V'yoid Shechazal Kiro'om Chaim. Chazal called these people alive. The Eina Mason. They never really done a person like this is really called alive. Yemkein Inkan Hetemisa. There's no Hetemisa. Why is an almana married, permitted to remarry? Because her husband died. Her husband never really died. Her husband is still called alive to a certain degree. And therefore, she has no permission to remarry. V'yemkein Inkan Hetemisa. V'chein Gashal Shubis Maharach. Or Zeruah Shen Nerag Al Kiddush Hashem Isha Loi Tinos. Fascinating insight. Now, another idea. The rules, let's discuss.
Let's say an American soldier.
Yes.
World War II.
Very tough question.
It's compared to an American soldier.
You're asking a very, very tough question. He discusses that here. I don't want to go there because I don't have a clarity. He brings different opinions on these matters. There are different levels, the different degrees of being killed because you're a Jew. There's been killed chinam. Person was just killed. He was just killed. He was just a victim in war. But he wasn't necessarily killed because he's a Jew. But in the big picture of things, this was part of a larger war where they're looking to kill Jews. And then there are times where they're being killed specifically because you're Jewish, or killing you because you're Jewish. And then there's a madriga where you're giving your life up. You give like a soldier, a person goes out to war, he puts on the uniform, he goes to fight in the Eretz Yisrael for his chaverim. That's another madriga. There are many, many different levels, and there are different opinions among the poskim when it's appropriate to use the word kadosh. It seems that Rav Chaim Kanievsky is very, very, I don't know the right word, is very all-inclusive. Anyone in any shape or form died because he's a Jew, in any shape or form, is automatically called a kadosh, and all of the rules that are given to kadoshim apply to that person. Even in the most peripheral way, if he was killed because, like in your example, he went to go World War II, he fought, and he's fighting against a regime which is trying to wipe out, exterminate Jews, even that he would appear to say that you called a kadosh, according to Chaim Kanievsky. Not everyone is so takes that approach. Okay, so different approaches, but it's a very interesting point. Now, here's something which is important. Why, where does it come, this term kadosh? I never knew. This is new to me. Why do we call the person a kadosh? So, this week's parasha is kadoshim. It's a double parasha. Right? Achim was kadoshim this week, correct? Only one parasha? Double letter, right. So he says it comes from a Gemara Masech the Talmud. Listen, this is an awesome chiddush. Gemara Masech the Talmud says, "Ma yase adam v'yichya? What should a person do and live? What should you do to live a long life?" The Gemara, it's a Gemara Talmud, Daf Lamed Beis, Yomis Atzma. Kill yourself. Now, literally, what does that mean? How does the average person translate this Gemara? Adam ki yamos ba'oihel. It means immerse yourself in Torah, weaken yourself. Weaken yourself through the study of Torah. That's a form of death. That's how you'll find for yourself life, true life. Ki chayim heim lemotzo'ehem. It's life for those who find Torah. Ma yase Adam v'yichya. Gemara Masech the Talmud, Ma Lamed Beis, Ma Yase Adam V'Yichya. The Gemara answers, Yomis Atzmai, you shall kill yourself. What does it mean? Learn Torah. Adam Ki Yomus Ba'oihel, the oil shall Torah. So here he says, Dekai, no, it means you want to live forever? Go out and fight. Put on a uniform and go fight for your country. Go fight for Eretz Yisrael. That's how he teaches the pasuk. The koy al hamisa hanal sheyomis atznoi al kiddush Hashem. A person that goes out and gives up his life, he risks his life, puts his life in danger where he can be taken, and it is, he will live forever. Sheyomis atzmai, he shall literally give up his life for what purpose? Al kiddush Hashem, and thereby the yichye lo'ad, his neshama will live forever. The chosaf, who's rewriting of it, this is called the same called Dvar Yeshua. He writes shenire shemikan mikor haminhog. Talk about minhagim. Okay, we learn minhagim. Shenagu likrois lo'osam harugim b'shem kadosh. A person who dies al kiddush Hashem, al kiddush is called a kadosh. The Sivit says alachayim lo asulav in Sefer Yecheskel. What does it say there about the Most Hamashiach? After Mashiach comes, the hanishar b'tzion, the people that will live in those that remain in Tzion after the time of Mashiach, after the Chiyas HaNesim, not everyone will be zechut the Chiyas HaNesim. Kadosh ye omer lo. This apostate, I believe, doesn't say we're calling it in Yecheskel, the very end of Yecheskel. One more time. The Hanishar B'Tzion, those that remain alive in Tzion, when everything is said and done, after Mashiach comes, after we come to a point where there's going to be a din v'cheshbon, not every neshama will remain forever. There will be neshamas which will come to an end. We don't know what this means. But there are going to be tzaddikim who will live on forever, and the pasuk describes their existence. The hanishar b'tzion, kadosh ye omer lo, will be said about this neshama that he is a kadosh. Therefore, v'imkein motzinu shehachayim le'oilam. Those people that live forever, kiruyim kidoshim, they're called kidoshim. Therefore, now we tie this back to the Gemara. Ma yase adam v'yichya. What should a person do to live forever? Yomis atzmo. He shall give up his life al shem al kidoshim shemayim. And by doing so, he will live forever. And he'll live forever. What will he be called? How does the pasuk define a person that lives forever? Kadosh ye omer lo. So we refer to a person as a kadosh. What are we really saying? That he's the one that really lives forever. We, who have not given up our lives al kiddush Hashem shemayim, Who knows how long we're going to be around? How long our neshamas are going to be around? Who says we will merit what it says the end of Sefer Yechezkel, Kadosh Yomelo? But this person who gave up his life, Al Kiddush Shem Shemayim, he is guaranteed that he will live forever. Therefore, he is called a Kadosh, because that is the terminology that Tanakh uses to define the person who will live forever. Fascinating insight into what? There are survivors. Okay, but let's not take away from the people who made the ultimate sacrifice for us and for Eretz Yisrael and to participate in the avilos of their family. Let me just move on to another quick idea. There's a custom in Eretz Yisrael. Part of the way that they commemorate Eretz Yisrael Yom HaZikron is they blow a siren at the beginning of the day. They blow a siren twice a day. At the beginning of the day, Tzei Sakachavim, and they observe a moment of silence. I think it goes to how a minute or 2 minutes? 2 minutes? 2 minutes. 2 minutes, 8 o'clock at night, and then they do it again at 11 o'clock in the morning. Now, by the way, I just want to point out that this year, the way it works in Eretz Yisrael is Yom HaTzmaot and Yom HaZikaron go together. You cannot separate the two. They go together. There's no, but they have to go together. And there's another rule which the Rabbanut put into force, is that these 2 days cannot begin on a Sunday. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the commemoration and the celebration always begins at night. So if it begins at night, if it's Mitzvah Shabbos, all of the hachonas, the preparations, have to be made on Shabbos. So they will be guaranteed Chil Shabbos, since 90% of the country, a very significant number of the country, is not religious. The Haredim, the religious part of the country, is very small percent. We think in America that the whole Eretz Yisrael is religious. Far from it. Unfortunately, it's a very small percent of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael Shomer Shabbos. And what? What? How? What's the percent?
Not 90%. More like 75%.
75% what? Is not religious? Or religious?
At least 25% are
25% are Shomer Shabbos.
Definitely.
Okay, 25%. But a significant number is not Shomer Shabbos. I take it back. I was referring to the part that identifies themselves as Haredi. I take that back. Yeah. Right. Yeah, of course. Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Shabbos. Don't get me wrong. I don't identify as Haredi. Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Shabbos. Don't get me wrong. Chas v'shalom. But there are, unfortunately, significant people who are not yet Shomer Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and there would be Chil Shabbos in the preparations, the Hachanas, for the commemoration of those that lost their lives. So therefore, the decision is that any time when there will be this 2 day process will begin on a Sunday, it's pushed ahead to Monday. So therefore, even though today is Hey Iyar, and Hey Iyar was originally set aside to be the day of Atzmaot, but being that it has become the custom that before Atzmaot there has to be a day of a memorial day, Yom HaZikaron, so everything is pushed ahead this particular year, and in fact most years it's like that. It's very rare now that it comes out on the exact date. It comes out that this year Yom HaZikaron is on Hey Iyar, and Atzmaot is on Vav Iyar. So today, even though today is Hey in Eretz Yisrael, it's almost night on Eretz Yisrael, they're going to bring in celebration later on at night, but today is Hey Iyar in Eretz Yisrael, is Yom HaZikaron. Now, there is a tradition in Eretz Yisrael, they observe a moment of silence where everyone has to stop what they're doing. Cars have to pull over to the side of the road, and in fact it's very dangerous. Rachman al-Sanah, there have been very horror stories of not everyone hears a siren, not everyone pulls over. You have to be very careful not to stand on the road, not to stand in a dangerous place when people who have not heard a siren do not realize you have to pull over. Is this a, we've all gone to events where they observe a moment of silence. So the question is this a goyishim, anything mafakvek, is this kechukas ha'amim, this idea of observing a moment of silence. Any type of commemoration, it's all very common. So the answer is no, it's in Farish HaGemara. Farish HaGemara says that the reward, it's a Gemara Masech the Bracha, so now Vav Amar Al, the Gemara says, Igra Debei Ha'avel Shtikusa. The reward that a person will receive in the next world for coming to give comfort to the mourners when you go to a Beis Avel is not the talk, the conversation. Unfortunately, by a Beis Avel, sometimes the conversation turns in the most bizarre ways, and they get into a conversation about things that have nothing to do with the Niftar, which is a horrible thing. You come to the Beis Avel, the only thing they should talk about is the Avel. Not to get into a conversation about the good old days and what we used to do over here and there and this. It's not a time family get together. What?
I've gone to the Avel himself.
So it's so it's You follow the lead of the Avil. If that's what gives him comfort. Everyone is different. You can't generalize. If that's what gives the Avil comfort, the Avil himself should appreciate that he's here to mourn for the father, and they should mourn for the relative, whatever it is, and he should focus on his relative. He should not focus on the good old days. If he's not on that madrega, he's not holding the ear, he doesn't want to, and he wants to do other things, so adrabba, that's what gives him comfort, so you have to take his lead and do what he wants. But the point is, the Gemara says that when a person comes to Beis Avil, and what's the proper thing to do? The proper thing to do is to say nothing. Davav, brachas davav, igra debei ha'avel shtikusa. The reward a person will receive in the next world for going to a Beis Avil is silence, is observing silence. And he explains there, shezeh moira al hishtatfus betzaroi she'ein loy tanchumen. When you're quiet, when you sit there, you're quiet. What are you really? You're speaking very loud words, and you're saying, "I'm mishtatef. I join in your pain, and I recognize that really, when everything is said and done, there is no comfort. How can I give comfort to you for your loss? How can you give comfort to a family whose 20-year-old son died in war? He's 20 years old, and he was killed. What are you going to tell his parents? What are you going to tell his siblings? What are you going to tell his children if he's married, has a wife? There's nothing you can possibly say. Impossible. Silence is just a recognition. I am mishtatef in your tzar. This is a Gemara. This is not a Medrash. This is not Chassid Shavart. This is a Gemara. So you see from the Gemara that there's something very Jewish about a moment of silence. And people will say, it's a goyish zach. I've heard this. It's a goyish thing, a moment of silence. I once went to a shul and observed a moment of silence. So someone there said to me, a moment of silence, this is a goyish thing, this is a chukos ha'amim in a shul. It's not true.
Every time I play the shul, I'm watching the shul by the fine states, it's a very weird situation. You can have 50 people in the
apartment. Not a word.
People sitting there 1 hour, nobody opens their mouth. Not one person, you won't hear a word for an hour. The first time I experienced it, I couldn't believe it. But that's the way, you're going to go there, and it's very uncomfortable when you're sitting there.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Silence, an hour.
We are. People go out,
and nobody talks.
People think what people said. I went sat in Israel show. Then I go to the Temple of Scheinberg, and he was the only one who said
he just sat there.
One day, of course, the last time I was there, when Rabbi Tendler's wife passed away, so we were sitting there with her sister. So one of the anticles came in and said something, went over to Rabbi Dovin and started to say something to him. I mean, not a little kid. And sort of a little bit of conversation again. But basically, it was an hour of silence, and it was unbelievable.
That's true, because my nephew said Shiva was saved. It was close.
Ross
from the Lower East Side.
Oh, David Ross.
That's Ross. And when David came out,
it's quiet. So this is a Jewish thing. Don't make any mistake about it. So they do Eretz Yisrael, not getting into this Tisha B'Av. There's no question about it. And there's also a day when they focus on the Kedoshim, gave up their life for Eretz Yisrael for us. And there's a moment of silence. It's the right thing to do. It's a religious thing to do. Not, of course, it's the right thing. Even if it's a kosher thing, it's the right thing to do. But it's more than that. This is something which is rooted in Chazal. Let me finish the words. He says very powerful words. Let me finish. So shezeh moira al hishtatfus bitzaro, you participate in his pain. She'ein loy tanchumen. There's nothing to say. There is no nechama. We recognize shemekavlim gezeres hamelach. It's like a tzidik hadin. Silence is a very powerful stuff. Silence is also in the category of yemekabel the gezera of the melech tzidik hadin. Bebechinos mi yoyim elay matasem. There's nothing you can say. Hashem's ratzon is Hashem's ratzon. It's a tzidik hadin, ishtatvus and tsar, and silence is a very good thing. Yeah. Yeah.
About David, but one of the Tanoim or Amoraim lost two sons.
Yeah.
and they left, they said, you know, they were trying to be Menachem him, and they said something to him, and the Chama went over to him and told him. They said they didn't do, they were good kids, they were brought up there. So,
how could you say
that? That's the Gemara's next line. It says, what are you crazy? Tachumim shall have.
Did you see the video? There was a video, very pile video of what not to say at Shavuot.
Hysterical.
It was only hysterical. It was hysterical, but it was a phenomenal learning tool. Phenomenal. I know. I heard someone say that they were
hospital visit.
Yeah. I didn't see that one.
It was unbelievable.
But they wanted to use this. I know someone, a principal, wanted to use this to show the entire girls' school, to teach the entire, to use this, even though it was a Purim spiel or whatever, and it was very raw to me, because I saw it right after I got it from Shiva, and everything they had there happened worse. I mean, worse stories. But I know I heard of a principal that was very taken aback by this video, wanted to show it and discuss it with the entire school, to use it as a tool.
Not to
show people this, something, this, what it means to be sensitive to someone else's feelings. It's a very interesting concept. Okay, let me just cook away from other quick things. Now, there's something that I just found this to be very interesting in halacha. Is there a person? This is a Kabbalistic idea, which has a nafka mina lehalacha. There's a halacha that if a person, Rahman al-Islam, dies, I don't know if we practice this, water, exposed water is supposed to be poured out. Just like there's a concept, we once discussed this, that during the tkufa, any water that is exposed during the change of the tkufa, they announce in shul, in the luach, when the tkufa changes, so any water, liquid that is exposed, or eggs that are unpeeled, are supposed to be discarded, because there's some type of Kabbalistic tumor which comes to the water, you turn over. Today we don't do this because our pipes are made from metal, and there's bars, all these different things, but there's a halacha that any exposed liquid in the womb of a mace, when a person, Rachman Litzlan, leaves this world, anything that is in the womb, water has to be poured out. This is observed outside, but that's minhag of the tuma, but the b'shas yitzias neshama. So there is such a concept that a person that was killed on Kiddush Hashem, there's no Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis is not there. His death is a different type. We don't know what this means. A different type of death. L'may nafgemina, there is no halacha of pouring out water in the room, in the vicinity of a person that was killed al Kiddush Hashem. A person was killed al Kiddush Hashem and there was exposed water in the room, that water need not be turned over because there is no Malach HaMavis. The person's death was a death, we don't know what this means, was a different type of death. Another example of this idea is by the Egla Arufa. Why do we bring an Egla Arufa? It's a fascinating medrash. It's a medrash, nothing more than a medrash. Medrash Nelam, you know what that is? Medrash Nelam? I don't know. Parashas Vayechi, Mishpatim, Medrash Nelam. Why do you offer an Egla Arufa when a person is murdered between two cities? So the Medrash Nelam says it's a gift to the Malach HaMavis because the Malach HaMavis lost out. But here's the thing. When a person dies naturally, Achamev Eshma, natural death, this is the tafkid of the Malach HaMavis. This is what he does. So he does. If a person is murdered, oh, the Malach HaMavis is not there. It's a different type of death. We don't know what this means. So he was denied what he was supposed to get. Therefore, to appease the Malach, it's a medrash, bizarre medrash.
So a murdered stam said, "I know who the murderer is. Why don't you tell me?"
So you have to appease the Malach HaMavis and Egla Arufa. So he draws upon this and he explains that these opinions is that when a person dies al Kiddush Shem Shemayim, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a different type of Avela, it's a different type because there is no Malach HaMavis, there's a Kedusha, and there has a Nafmin la Halacha that the Shevchim are not poured out. Okay, so I just wanted, hope we have some sensitivity and to be makir, the chesed, the makir, the sacred nature of the Kedusha Yisrael, Hashem, Yochum. The one thing I left out, very important, Yochum Doma, it's brought down in Sfar, that in the minigiz you say about a person that was killed, Hashem, Yochum Domoi. May Hashem avenge his blood. So it's brought down to this hakpada. You should always say that whenever you refer to a person that was killed on Kiddush Hashem, whether it's someone died in war, because the neshama, this is a Kabbalistic concept, the neshama derives sipuk hanefesh. When it's said about the neshama, yakum damai, Hashem yakum damai, then Hashem avenge his blood. There's some Kabbalistic satisfaction. And it's brought down in the... I'll tell you exactly where it says. I'll read those words, few words. The Maver Yabik. You know what that is? The Maver Yabik? The Maver Yabik Hilik Sfas Emes. Perik Yud. You give him neshama nachas ruach. Okay. So tak Hashem yakum damam. May Hashem avenge their blood, and we should be zeicha no more kabbalas.